U.S. back in the U.S.S.R. Well, the jailbreak girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind. And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always on my mind. In the USSR. Oh, let me
And you are listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. And this week, we are starting 1968, the Beatles radio experience. Anything you would have heard on FM radio in 1968 is fair game. And we're going to, of course, load the deck with Beatles here and there. And what we heard to start out with was Back in the USSR from the White Album. And right after that, we heard Dear Prudence with a little break in between. Something wrong with the CD, I guess, but they're supposed to segue together. And we finished up with a track called Skiing from George Harrison's album Wonderwall Music, which was actually a soundtrack to a movie called Wonderwall. And Eric Clapton was playing lead guitar on that particular track. And that leads us to the trivia question for this week. So write this number down, 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545. If you know the answer, and you're the first caller with the correct answer, you are eligible to, well, I shouldn't say you're eligible, you may win gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. I shouldn't have said eligible, because to be eligible, you have to have not won anything in the last 30 days, and you have to not be relative of anybody at the station, et cetera, all that kind of great stuff. But if you know the answer, give us a call anyway, 908-852-4545. Even if you don't win the tickets, we'll announce who the correct answers were about 10 to 9. So, without any further ado, because we just played that George Harrison track, which was from Wonderwall Music, which is the first album that he released as a solo artist, but we're not going to include that in the question. I'll explain why in a minute. Who was the last Beatle to begin his solo career by releasing a solo album? All right, so I'll repeat that. Who was the last Beatle to begin his solo career by releasing his first solo album? Not including soundtracks, because that George Harrison song would have, that's a soundtrack. It's not really a solo album. And Paul McCartney also did, I think in 67, the soundtrack to the movie Family Way. We're not going to include that either. So a true solo album by the artist, Paul, George, Ringo, or John, who was the first Beatle, or the last Beatle rather, to begin his solo career by releasing a solo album. If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. And speaking of Eric Clapton,
we'll be right back. you know the reason why.
And we started that set off with Cream from Wheels of Fire with the track Sitting on Top of the World, one of my favorite blues songs. And while we were in the blues mode, we figured we'd play a little blues from the Beatles. They didn't do a whole lot of blues, but Your Blues by John Lennon from the first side of the second record of the White Album. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And you are specifically listening to The Beatles Radio Experience 1968. Anything you would have heard on FM radio in 1968, including lots of Beatles, is fair game. So after the break, we'll continue with some more music.
Hi, this is Katie O, host of Katie O Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
¶¶
WNTI and the Centenary Stage Company present singer-songwriter Sarah Borges in concert Saturday, July 21st at 8 p.m. in the Sitnik Theater at the David and Carol Lackland Center in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Tickets and information available at centenarystageco.org or by phone 908-979-0900.
Do people always seem to ask for your advice? Do you enjoy helping others? If so, a career in counseling may be just for you. Whether to advance in your current job or to change careers, consider enrolling in one of Centenary's graduate programs in counseling. Our Master's of Arts classes in counseling, school counseling, and counseling psychology meet one night per week at our convenient Hackettstown campus. To learn more, go to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu.
And again, this is WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, and we're playing the Beatles Radio Experience Part 1 of 1968. Anything that came out in that year is fair game, including lots of Beatles. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think I'm going out on a limb anyway, because to my way of thinking, what I'm about to play is pretty much one of those rock cliches. It's like a sort of a running joke, sort of a corny, you know, whatever you want to call it. But you'll never, ever, ever hear it on commercial radio because it's so long. It's 17 minutes long in a couple of seconds. So you might guess what I'm talking about already. It's a song that was released in 1968. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and just play it for you. So here it is, Iron Butterfly with Inagata De Vita. Yep.
Thank you. god of a freedom, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a freedom, baby. Don't you know that I've always been true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land? Please take my hand.
Well, there you have it. In a Gata De Vida, can you believe it? By Iron Butterfly here at little old WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. And you're listening to The Cavern, which is a show about the Beatles. So what in the world are we playing Iron Butterfly for? Well, it's because we're doing the 1968 Beatles radio experience. So it's anything you would have heard on FM radio in those days. And I had a bunch of callers, listeners call in and say, you know, they remember that song. They remember seeing the Iron Butterfly at the Fillmore. They remember how old they were, all kinds of things. And it was pointed out that, you know, that you would have heard that on the radio back in the NEW days. They'd play something if it was 15 or 20 minutes long. It didn't matter because they weren't really, you know, obviously they had commercial support, but they could do what they wanted to do. You know, it didn't seem to matter. Now, nowadays, you can't do that, you know, because you have to have commercials every once in a while and they don't want to hear something that's 15 minutes long. So you're only going to hear that, I think, at WNTI 91.9. There are either some, even some other non-com stations, non-commercial stations that won't play something that's over 5 or 6 minutes typically. So you're only going to hear that here. In a Gata De Vida, Iron Butterfly, Doug Engel on organ and lead vocals, Eric Braun on guitar, Lee Dorman on bass guitar, and Ron Bushy on drums. After the break, we're going to continue on with something from Dr. John's debut album.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for Just Jazz, WNTI's Sunday night journey into the wide and wonderful world of jazz. On Just Jazz, I play the traditional, modern, avant-garde, and Latin sounds of jazz. It's cool, it's hot, and it's always swinging. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday night starting at 10 for 5 full hours of the very best in jazz, right here on 919 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey, supports WNTI. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Friday, July 20th at 7 p.m., Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers.
Information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777.
Here are the rules for WNTI contests. Only one winner per household per 30 days. Prizes are not redeemable for cash and are not exchangeable. WNTI is not responsible for any telephone disconnects. Decision of the judges is final. Winner is responsible for any and all taxes incurred by winning prize. WNTI reserves the right to substitute prizes. WNTI staff members, community volunteers, employees, and their families are ineligible for WNTI contests. Employees of any other media are ineligible for WNTI contests. A complete copy of the WNTI contest rules is available online at WNTI.org and by writing WNTI Contest Rules, 400 Jefferson Street, Hackettstown, New Jersey, 07840.
But I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune. else they just lazy. Je suis le grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat, fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of their rope. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu. Dang, I'm gonna
come on.
Roll out my coffin, drink poison in my chalice. Pride begins to fade, and y'all feel my malice. Put gree-gree on your doorstep, soon you'll be in the gutter. Melt your heart like butter, and I can make you stutter. Think about a call, me kill it, call, call. Walk on, kill the splinter. Kong Kong,
walk on Cupid
Splinter.
Kong,
they kill the Kong Kong.
Walk on Cupid Splinter.
Sit out, boy.
Was the Beatles with Glass Onion from the White Album. Before that, we heard Dr. John, his debut album released in 1968, Gree Gree, and we heard I Walk on Gilded Splinters. This is 91.9 WNTI. I'm your host, Gary Ault, with The Cavern, and you're listening to the 1968 Beatles Radio Experience, Part 1. We're probably going to do four or five of these in the coming weeks. And while I'm thinking about it, we had a listener call in with a suggestion for a song that I'll probably get on next week. And it was from an album I was going to play, but it was a different song. Really great idea. So if you want to do that, you know, you can call in. But obviously, I'm not going to be here unless you call during the show. So if you think of something at some other point in time, go to my website, garyault.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com. And I believe it's leave a message, I think. But, you know, go down the left-hand side and you know, go to the page where you can leave a message. You have to type in the four digits and stuff like that. But, you know, I'll get the message. And as long as it was released in 1968, we'll get it on if that's what you want to hear. And while you're at it, you can also go to the, I believe it's called multimedia page, and listen to archived versions of all of the Cavern shows that we've had so far. I think just maybe one or two of them are not there. So anyway, the trivia question. We have a winner of the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. The question was, who was the last Beatle to begin his solo career by releasing his first solo album? And Rob Riley from Columbia, New Jersey, was actually the only caller that knew that it was actually Paul McCartney, which might be a surprise. He released his first album called McCartney April 17th, 1970. And we'll play that in the coming weeks when we get to 1970. But Ringo had released his first solo album, Sentimental Journey, exactly a month before, March 17th, 1970. George Harrison, of course, released Wonderwall Music, but we didn't count that because it's a soundtrack. But he released an album called Electronic Sound May 9th, 1969. It was on a Zapple label, which was a sub-label of Apple Records. John Lennon released several albums. He started in 1968 with Unfinished Music Number 1, Two Virgins, and then a follow-up to that, and he did the Plastic Ono Band live piece in Toronto in 1969. And we would play something from the Unfinished Music Two Virgins, But it's really, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever heard that album, but basically it goes for long periods of time, like 8-10 minutes. And it's really just, I hate to say noise because, you know, music is music. It's noise can be music, but it's just like 8 or 10 minutes of sounds that I don't think anybody would want to hear. I'd play it for you if I could find like a 30 or 40 second sample, but I don't want to, you know, compromise John's artistic expression by playing snippets of songs. So we're just not going to play it at all. So that's what we're going to do. So anyway, Rob Reilly from Columbia, New Jersey, knew that Paul McCartney was the last Beatle to begin his solo career by releasing a solo album. And he released it just about a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before Let It Be, which got the other Beatles kind of ticked off because it was really close to Let It Be, and the cover was very similar. It had the black background and kind of red colors and stuff like that. So anyway, that's a little bit of history for you. And since we're on the subject of Beatles solo releases, we're going to play something from Wonderwall Music.
I wish you listening to member supported 91.9 WNTI Hackensack.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.